I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This Sunday marks an important day for the DNR, hunters in West Virginia, and a group of very needy West Virginians. We'll talk all about it coming up after this. This coming Sunday is tabbed as Share the Harvest Sunday in West Virginia. It's the one Sunday of the year that the DNR seeks donations of money to help support their Hunters Helping the Hungry program. Scott Warner explains.
Well, each year, and it's typically the first Sunday of the month of November, and this year it falls on November the 2nd, working with the West Virginia Council of Churches, the DNR has established a Share the Harvest Sunday, and that's where congregations around the state will be collecting part of their normal donations or collections, and instead of the money going directly to the church, the churches are using a percentage of that, or in some cases, some churches are giving all of the money collected that day to go to support a program that feeds West Virginia's needy. In fact, it's the largest program that we have in the state of West Virginia to feed or provide fresh, nutritious meals or protein to our West Virginia's less fortunate, and that's the Hunters Helping the Hungry program.
Hunters Helping the Hungry, it relies on two things. One, generous hunters to provide the meat, and two, a generous public to provide the money to have those deer processed, wrapped, and shipped to soup kitchens and food pantries around the state.
We couldn't do that without hunters making that donation, without that deer donation. But in addition to making deer donations, somebody's got to pay for the meat processing, and we can't use, by state law, we cannot use license revenue to pay for that. So that's where the West Virginia Council of Churches come in. They have been a big, big supporter of the Hunters Helping the Hungry program. And in fact, a lot of these churches have their own soup kitchens. So not only are they making financial contributions, but they're also receiving the venison back, and they're using that deer meat to provide, less fortunate or the hungry in their area.
How effective is Hunters Helping the Hungry? Well, it is always the largest donation of red meat annually to the Mountaineer Food Bank, but Warner puts it into more effective numbers.
We've been doing the Hunters Helping the Hungry program since 1992, and over the years, we've collected, and when I say we collected, I want to emphasize that hunters have donated enough deer to provide over 1.2 million servings of meals or meat to West Virginia's less fortunate.
Now, ultimately, the DNR asks you to give what you feel you can or are moved to donate. But if everybody who's in church in West Virginia on Sunday gave a single dollar, it would pay for the program and then some. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.